Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by putting client results first. I'm Ashley Pendergraft, a systems and automation expert with over 5 years of experience in the coaching industry. Let's get into the show. Before we dive into the show, I wanted to let you know that Systems Over Stress, my Airtable group program, is open for enrollment. So if you are listening to this, it is open for enrollment. The doors close Friday, May 3rd at midnight Pacific. If you are a coach with one-on-one clients or a group program, mastermind, or membership, you absolutely have to join Systems Over Stress this round. Inside of Systems Over Stress, we help you create automated Airtable systems for your enrollments, client results tracking, automated re-signs and removals, everything client management. We want to make sure you're managing it in Airtable. It is absolutely the best tool for the job. And we walk you through exactly how to set up everything so you can have a stress-free summer. You can be enrolling clients on autopilot. You can be automatically collecting testimonials while you're out at the beach, wherever you are, and also automatically getting re-signs and removing your students from your programs and your one-on-one offers. And if you join before the cart closes, so before May 3rd at midnight, you're going to get our launch bonus, which is a shame-free systems audit and a done-for-you systems build. So you are going to get your biggest systems pain point solved for you before you even dive into the program. So if you feel like your business is a total mess and you don't know exactly what systems you would start with, we have got you. What you'll do is you're going to fill out our quick shame-free systems audit where we are going to ask you for all of the back-end stuff in your business, all your scattered spreadsheets, your dusty Airtable bases. We want to see it all. We won't judge you. Instead, we'll identify quick systems wins that the SOS team can implement for you from the curriculum so you can have a quick win within the first week of you joining the program, and it'll just be seamless and easy and give you that momentum to start to see immediate relief from your business using your system. Again, the doors are open. You can go to systemsoverstress.co/SOS to get all of the details, or you can go to the link in the show notes. This is a special episode of Systems Over Stress. This is a replay, an audio-only replay of our webinar that we just did. So I did this live masterclass, the 3 Airtable systems you need to increase your sales, save you time, and skyrocket your client results. And if you are a person that is on the go and doesn't want to look at the screen, we've got you. This is the audio-only version of it. So put this on while you're walking. Again, doors are open to Systems Over Stress. We'd absolutely love to have you. Please listen to this, nerd out. If you have any questions about Systems Over Stress or Airtable as you're listening, pull up Instagram and just DM me. I'm at Systems Over Stress. Podcasting sometimes feels like a one-way street. So please, please, please reach out and engage. And I hope you enjoy the masterclass. Here. All right, everybody. Welcome to the masterclass, the 3 Airtable systems you need to increase your sales, save you time, and skyrocket your client results. We're going to get very nerdy and it's going to be very fun. Nisha, you're in LA. Okay, great. We're neighbors. All right. In this masterclass, y'all already signed up for it, but I just want you to remember that you're in the right spot. In this masterclass, you're going to learn how Airtable is different than all of the other like clunky tech you've been using to try to keep your clients organized and why Airtable really is that girl. She's the requirement for any online coach, regardless of the number of clients you have. So if you have no clients, if you have 100 clients, you still need Airtable. And if you've tried to use Airtable in the past and found it too confusing, we're going to walk through exactly why that might have been the case and why you shouldn't give up on Airtable just yet. We're going to talk about how Airtable can help you know everything about your clients and how they're doing, so you're never scrambling to remember what you talked about on your last call, and you can always confidently handle any client complaint or anything, so you can come with receipts and facts and be the best coach you can be. We're also going to talk about the like literal systems you need to not only streamline the operations of your group program or your one-on-one offers, so this works for any coaching offer you've got, but also improve your student experience, get your clients better and faster results, increase your student renewal rate, and make your marketing easier than ever. And just so you know, this is a sale. Like, I'm going to be pitching at the end of this, so don't complain. It's the best. At the end of this masterclass, you'll be invited to join Systems Over Stress, which is my group program that helps you implement everything that we cover and more. So there's a lot of value in this, but you are also going to be invited to join my group program at the end. So don't want you to be surprised. And at the end of this, just to set expectations, you are not going to be an Airtable expert. Instead, I want you to leave excited about the possibilities of Airtable and all the things that it can do for you, And then join us inside of Systems Over Stress to really learn the intricacies and set all of that up. Sound good? Awesome. Karen said, so happy to be back, reconsidering Notion since I keep coming back to Airtable. Yeah, we'll talk about that. There's pros and cons. I do not use Notion at all in my business, and I use zero Google spreadsheets. I use everything Airtable. But there are some things that people like about Notion that we can talk about. So please use the chat. I have it up here, as you can see. And then also, if you drop your Instagram in here, you can either DM it to me or whatever. We're going to go through anybody who like drops their IG. I'm going to DM you after the masterclass and just check in and see how you liked it. But please, as we go, feel free to take screenshots, upload stories, tag me. I'm at Systems Over Stress. That's the best place to hang out with me, as well as our emails. All right. So you are, if you're here, a coach or an ops team member that has a growing group program, mastermind membership, or one-on-one clients. Hold on, I'm trying to let more people in the room. Perfect. You are used to be able to keeping everything in your head, but your client roster is getting too big for that. Your manual tasks fill up you and your team's time. You're toggling between all of your different tech, trying to export data and reports, and your team has to toggle between like 5 different pieces of software just to onboard a client. You ask them for reports that are out of date the moment they're created. And you see this is happening so much now. You're seeing other group programs, all these coaches doing really cool things like super detailed results tracking or high touch automated student check-ins. And you're seeing them enroll hundreds of clients. And you're like, how are they doing this? How are they doing it? They're all doing it through Airtable. Spoiler alert, they all mostly learned it from me. Wanted to get a vibe check of who was in the room, and it's a pretty even split. About a third of you currently use Airtable. A third of you have never touched it, and a little more than that have tried before and got overwhelmed. And that is something that it's interesting to see this shift over time. I have been talking about Airtable literally since 2020, and it used to be more than half had never touched Airtable before. So it's really cool to see this kind of trend changing. Dama says, love Airtable. Yeah, Victoria says, I love Airtable, but I know I could be doing more. Totally. So what you want to have the grow to program, one-on-one offer in your niche. You want to keep the intimacy in your offers, and you're afraid that growing will compromise that. And you also want to trust that your systems can handle your next big launch, really wanting like one major software that can handle a lot of students and grow with you. So you don't want to be seen as one of those coaches who charges high ticket but doesn't deliver on what they promise on their sales page. You want to back up your marketing with receipts, and you really want your offers to not rely completely on you to just get your client results. You can see a world where you have co-coaches running your offers. That might be scary right now, but you do see a world where you want to help more people, and you really want to be able to scale your impact and scale your growth. Something I want to shout out Dama really quickly, because she uses Airtable a lot, and she has a Move to Thrive Cart program. That's like a couple $1,000s, but because of the way that she uses Airtable and the systems that we teach in Systems Over Stress and the ones that she's developed, she wrote an email recently and was like, masterminds are charging $15,000, $20,000 and don't have like a fraction of the support that I have in this program because of my automated systems. So you really can, like, when we'll get into it, like Airtable and the things it can do for your clients and your client delivery really helps you like become the system standard and really like stand out from all those other coaches. So a little bit about me, if you don't know me, my name is Ashley Pendergraft, LOL, I'm getting a divorce, so my last name will be changing. But I have been the coaching industry's Airtable girl since 2019. I have had over 300 clients through VIP days, workshops, my group program, really helping them set up Airtable to run their businesses and streamline their operations. I have worked with some of the biggest 7-figure coaches in the industry, and I introduced Airtable to them, and it's been really fun to see how Airtable has been adopted and embraced by the coaching industry. A little bit about my story. When I was first starting to build my business, systems and automations were not optional for me. They were like 100% required because I'm depressed. I have ADHD. I'm neurodivergent as hell. And even like as a neurodivergent business owner, even the most normal tasks were incredibly daunting to me. So I would forget to send follow-up emails after sales calls, right? Which would cost me thousands of dollars and make me feel so, so guilty. And I didn't have the funds to hire or outsource yet. And I was afraid to grow my group program and grow my business because I didn't feel like I could maintain high standards of client experience as I grew. I would literally like wake up feeling like a bad business owner because things kept falling through the cracks. I would be like sleeping in bed. I'm like, I forgot to send that person the proposal. Like, did that person pay me? Like, there's just like so much fear that I had, but I knew I needed to stop shaming myself and create centralized and automated systems that worked with my brain. And that is when I started to use Airtable. So when I started to use Airtable, literally my life changed. It was the only solution that could like centralize all of my data, automate my admin tasks, and help me see everything in one central place. Airtable really became my first team member. And when I hired, I was able to easily onboard them into my systems. So if you're thinking about hiring a VA because you're feeling overwhelmed and you aren't using Airtable yet, I encourage you to maybe like hold off on that hire for a little bit and start to play with Airtable, because the automations that you can set up and the way that it helps you get everything out of your brain and into one central spot is really going to help your team members when they come into your team. And I didn't realize it at the time, but those were the systems that I was just using to get by. Those the things that I were creating, they were really the foundation I needed to actually like help me scale my business. Because neurodivergent or not, there's no way you can manually keep track of all the clients in your head as your business grows and your client roster starts to grow. I really just have seen too many business friends hit a breaking point or leave the industry because their systems or their lack thereof, when their program started to get bigger, things just started breaking. They couldn't keep up with the workload that came with more students. They were swamped with manual admin tasks and they felt more stressed out than ever. Spreadsheets work okay for a while, but then your client load doubles, everything breaks, and simply like they didn't focus on their systems because it only takes a couple of minutes to manually send out a contract or update a spreadsheet. And those things really can catch up with you, especially when you have unexpected business growth or you get sick or something happens, a team member leaves. You want to make sure that your systems can support you no matter what. So even if your program hasn't seen a wild influx of students, we want to prepare you for that, because I know the potential your program, your business has to be the absolute best in the industry. If you're here, you are like dedicated to client results. You want to like streamline your systems. When you build your programs and your offers with your strong systems foundation, it's ready for you to grow. So we can eliminate a lot of that stressful stuff that a lot of people have learned the hard way. Friends, do not let friends run their group programs, their businesses that are Airtable. And if you are here, we are friends. So I'm excited to walk you through this. And just to reiterate, all of this applies to you, even if you're starting out and have zero clients. You are not too small to start thinking about scalable systems, and you're not too big and too far gone and too deep in your spreadsheets to move out of those and get into Airtable. As you grow, you're going to be so grateful that you created a strong systems foundation that scales with you. Because trust me, the biggest group programs in the industry wish they started using Airtable in their business earlier because they've lost out on so much historical data. So if you're just getting started or if you've had a program for a long time, you're in a great spot because there's no better time than like right now to start to move that over. Systems really are the only reason my business is called Systems Over Stress. The only reason I've been able to scale my group program and my business on part-time hours without sacrificing client experience or burning out, because I already had systems. I wasn't afraid to go really big during launches. I'm not afraid now. All of you could join and you'd be all taken care of, because I know it doesn't mean more manual admin tasks are going to be added to my plate. And we really want to make sure that you are set up to do the same. All right, that's my little spiel. I'm so excited to get to know y'all. Let's dive in to the systems and mindset. So the main mindset problem I see when people are trying to grow their businesses and their group offers in general is like, I also cuss. My business used to be called Do the Damn Thing. Is scaling is stressful. I'm going to fuck this up. If you've ever felt this way, let me know in the chat. How this shows up is these thoughts of like, if I grow, people are going to slip through the cracks. If I grow, it's going to become feel impersonal. If I start to automate, people are going to think they're talking to a robot. If I grow, my clients won't get as good of results. And those feelings of like stress, anxiety, imposter syndrome, and perfectionism really hold us back in our businesses. So you stay small and you sell fewer spots, right? You cap your offers and say no to extra sales because you don't think you can maintain the high level of intimacy and high touch results you get your clients if you have more people. On the other side, if you're shaky in your systems or your client results, you're going to be shaky in your selling as well. So you're not going to show up and like sell your heart out because you're worried that your clients won't be taken care of on the other side. So you kind of pull back, like shrink a little bit, and then you wonder why you're not selling out. So I hate this. Threads is a toxic place. All y'all need to stop asking people about their opinions on Dubsado or click on our Airtable on Threads. There's so much shiny software syndrome on Threads. But so often people are spending so much time spinning out about tech and less time really focusing on what matters. Instead of actually dreaming up like new curriculum that could get your clients better results, you're spending weeks debating, signing up for free trials, doing all these things, and you're still at the end of the day not sure if you made like the best scalable decision. Yeah, so it's been there. I really want you to ditch the thought, I'm going to fuck this up, and replace it with, with the right systems, I am safe to grow. So I want us to all start thinking that when my group program gets better, bigger, it gets better. My offer is the best in the industry and it gets my clients results. I know my systems aren't going to fail me. I feel confident with my tech. The more people I have, the more people I'm helping. Those types of things, instead of feeling like, man, when it gets big, like everything's going to fall, everything's going to fail. Those feelings of excitement, curiosity, potential, servitude, confidence, that is a way better place to be building your business, I think. So how this shows up tangibly, you are not afraid to log into your softwares, you know exactly where you need to go to get the information you need to make, to track your testimonials, to make more sales. You don't have to spend hours on support chats trying to figure out why things aren't working as they should. You don't spend hours looking up how-to videos, going down YouTube rabbit holes. You aren't frantically asking your team which spreadsheets are actually up to date. Your systems have your back. You really have the space to start to dream up new ways to get your clients better results. Your brain is bursting with new lessons to create new features to add so you can get your clients better results. And this is huge for me. You don't have to put a limit on your program or its impact. You really want to help as many people as possible because your systems support you. You make better content that attracts more of your people. You make more sales. You impact more clients. You change more lives. I love everybody's six-figure launches, celebrating all of that. But I love to see that those are just people that you're getting to help. And those are results that you're getting to like help your clients with, which that's really exciting. So systems are not boring, y'all. Systems are fun. I think they're like the most exciting part of business because of the potential it lets you do. Like any idea that you have, systems really can help you build that and bring it to life. So I love systems and I'm so excited that y'all are here. Focusing on your systems is going to solve every scaling problem in your offers. Focusing on your systems is going to give you the confidence you need to go big during launches, know that your students are taken care of on the other side, and focusing on your systems is going to increase your sales, save you time, and skyrocket your client results. So let's dive into the literal three Airtable systems that you need to do all of those things. If you don't know what Airtable is, I'm going to very briefly give an introduction. It's simply a database software. So it's the best database software on the market. A lot of people try to use spreadsheets as a database, and a spreadsheet isn't a database. Databases connect data together. So it's in a world of its own in terms of the software. We'll get into a little bit of the intricacies, but that's what Airtable is. It's relatively affordable. It's free to start, $20 a month. I'm only on the $20 a month plan still. And it is like the best hire I've ever made in my business. So the first Airtable system that you need is a centralized client management system. So this is one place where everything about your clients lives. All of their onboarding forms, call notes, wins, everything. If you do not have this, this is how you might be feeling or how you might be struggling. So before your Airtable client hub, you're keeping track of your clients in random spreadsheets, Google Forms, ClickUp, Kajabi, you're all in one platform. It makes sense that you might feel all over the place about your clients and where they're at because you don't have a central source of truth that you're tracking them in. Your spreadsheets are trash. You can't scale a six-figure group offer with a spreadsheet. If you have a six-figure offer with and you've been managing out of a spreadsheet, you did it despite the spreadsheets, not because of them. And you will be able to like skyrocket when you move everything actually into Airtable. It's just so much more manual work. It's super messy. You have these silos of information that's not talking to each other. It's really tough. All-in-one platforms are lying to you. Like Kajabi is not an all-in-one. Kartra isn't. You need Airtable regardless of whatever course platform you're on because those things like with the with Kajabi and things like that, you're always having to use like Google Forms or Google Sheets, other pieces to start to collect data about your clients. And with Airtable, we're able to do all of those data collection in one central spot. ClickUp, this is a big one. ClickUp is your to-do list, not your client management hub. This is why you still feel unorganized when you try to manage client records and profiles inside of Asana or ClickUp. It's just not built for that. And Notion is pretty, but it is not as powerful as Airtable. It disguises itself as a database, but you would really quickly wish you ran your group program on Airtable. Use Notion for like Google Doc type things, making things pretty, making like documents, but don't put much client data in there because it can't grow with you. So before your Airtable client hub, you never actually know what's accurate or up to date. You're keeping all your client progress in your head. Your team members have to ask you about special exceptions you've granted clients in the past because you had a DM with them or an email thread and it's not captured in one central spot. And you're barely keeping up with the clients that you have. And the thought of doubling, tripling, or even 10xing the amount of clients you serve seems impossible. But after Airtable, after setting up a client hub, and I'm going to show you what a client profile looks like in a second, you have one central place where everything about your students and your group program lives, and you have one place to train your team. Your team can answer any customer service question that's thrown at them without having to ask you anything because it's all collected and organized in one spot. And you can grow your group programs and your offers without feeling like you're far away from your clients. All of their wins, all of their struggles, all their results are at your fingertips, so you can help them as a coach. You need one central place per offer where all of your client data lives. So if you have a mastermind and a group program and one-on-one coaching, you're gonna have three Airtable bases for each of those things. A lot of times when people get started with Airtable, they try to make different bases, like 20 different bases for one offer. You just need one base per offer where all of your client data lives. Everything. We're talking start and end date, their client status, upcoming payments, onboarding form details, group call attendance, call notes, client result submission, support tickets, internal notes, everything, everything, everything. Airtable is the only place that can do this. So this is really, Airtable is the only way to scale your program and maintain high standards of client delivery. This is, I'll show you guys later because I think this is frozen, but this is like a snapshot of a client profile. So you see, I can see up here, I can see Meg's like payment details or payment plan status, if it's been projected or received. I can see how many support tickets that she submitted, when's the last time she submitted a support ticket. So this stuff is really powerful, not only for a couple of reasons. One, it helps you feel like you're on top of your shit. Like, this is huge, especially when you're growing and like you don't know every single person that's coming into your group program anymore. You get to see how people are doing. But then you can also do a lot of automations with Airtable. So you can say, if it's been a month since Meg has submitted a support ticket, automatically send her a message checking in and saying, hey, it looks like you haven't used our support ticketing system in a while. Go ahead and use that. Just a reminder that that exists. So there's a lot of different things that you can do with the data once it's inside of like one central location. This is DL. DL said, Ashley systems literally have changed the industry and are now the new standard. It is so easy to help our clients get results when we have so much data, tracking, and information on their progress. We're able to track their problems, their wins, what they're stuck on, and what they need to do to move forward. Every single coach needs to have client records in Airtable. So that is just like, that's the first system that you need, is just getting every detail about your clients inside of Airtable in one central spot. Does anyone have questions or are using this system? Anyone have questions on this part before we move on? I'll give you a second while I drink my coconut water. Cool. Awesome. All right. So the next Airtable systems that you need are your automated onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign systems. So this is huge, y'all. If you are evergreen, if you do not have automated onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign processes, you have people coming in and out of your program at different intervals. Having a team member manually follow up with your clients about re-signs is a constant job. If you're open or closed cart, those couple of minutes per client become a nightmare because you're spending more time in admin work than actually coaching your clients in the program. you're hiring team members for $20, $30, $40, $50 an hour to do things that Airtable and the automations could be doing for you automatically. You're leaving money on the table because you don't know who's up for re-sign and when. And two, you're just simply not asking for re-signs. So if you have a re-sign process, if you don't, we should create one. But if you don't, if you do have one that's manual, a lot of the times we forget. Or what I used to do is I would be like, oops, I haven't talked to that person in a while. And I'm like, are they going to, if I ask them about resigns, are they going to write me a hate email that like, why would I ever resign with you? This is where my dark brain goes. But when you automate it, that's kind of like that, that burden is lifted off of you and your team. This is really big. If you don't have automated offboarding and resign systems, students are surprised that they're removed from your program because they forgot when their time was up in the program. Even if you, you know, it's a year program and you offboard them in the year, if you don't set up automatic reminders, it can leave like a poor taste in a client's mouth. And we want to make sure that they feel like they know exactly what's happening, exactly how they're getting offboarded. Students are being left in your Facebook group after they were supposed to have their access revoked. And that's like a not a nice thing. It's very awkward. It's a very awkward feeling. And you may have some of your onboarding process automated, but your team is still wasting time on things you didn't even know you could automate. You're asking random questions in your onboarding forms that are just gathering dust in your Google Drive, which is a huge waste of your client's time. So no human should be manually sending contracts, manually adding clients into a course platform, manually sending welcome emails, manually creating Google Drive folders, manually reminding clients about their offboarding dates. All of this and a lot more should be automated through your Airtable systems. You are wasting thousands of dollars a year if you are delegating tasks that could be automated in Airtable to an ops person. A lot of the time as we're growing our businesses, it's like a badge of honor, like, ooh, I have a VA now. But we're just like draining money if we don't have systems that they can like maintain. If they're doing the manual stuff, then it's just a waste of your money and their time. After you set up automated onboarding, offboarding, and resign systems, students get effortlessly onboarded into your offer and get everything that they need. That first impression does matter. And you and your team are freed up to focus on supporting your clients. You're making tens of thousands more in resigns a year without lifting a finger. And students are getting proper heads up about their time expiring in the program, and they're clear about their offboarding dates. This is so simple, but like students are removed from what you promised. And you're able to look at onboarding form data and see trends that's going to help you strengthen your marketing and improve your curriculum. So this is Jamie. She has an amazing program called Workflows for Tax Pros. She teaches TaxDome. And her program grew to 300 students in 9 months. She knew that she was going to have a big launch and she wanted to prepare her systems for that growth. And before working with us, she just didn't have a central place where she kept track of her students. And she set up her group program hub, the client tracking hub, just 2 weeks before her launch and had a seamless onboarding experience for her students. She just was able to open her cart, had nothing else to do. Students were able to select their name from an onboarding form, which was attached to their client profiles. And all of her client data was just in one spot, super easy to review. She said, having my group program all managed in Airtable keeps me from having to bounce around and keeps me super efficient. My Airtable hubs not only track sales, but also my customer experience and make sure that nobody slips through the cracks, which that is huge. Any questions about automated onboarding, offboarding, and resign before we move to our third system? That's kind of three systems in one, but it is very helpful. And what's also great about setting up these automated onboarding, offboarding, and resign systems is you do it one time. It's going to take you maybe a day, maybe a couple days if you're new to Airtable. And once you have that set up, it's just cruising in the background and you get to work on all the other fun stuff like client results tracking and all of those things. Our third system is our client results tracking system. So nowhere else. Oh, Luzi, do you have a question? Did you raise your hand?
I apologize for not picking up before you went to number three.
Yeah. Go for it.
Well, let me show my face.
So the question that I'd have is on the client onboarding process. Because of what I teach, I have to have contracts signed by the client. There's no like, let me just have you check the box and we're good. Like I literally have to have the client's signature. So can you talk about the contract aspect? How do you deal with us through Airtable?
or do you have to use DocuSign or any other thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we also, inside of Systems Over Stress, we do a full tech stack review for you as well to make sure that you're using the most automated, like automation-friendly software possible. But Airtable doesn't do contracts. So you will have something like, you can use Dubsado, you can use DocuSign, anything that you currently have. And what we say is, like, once the contract is signed, go send that details into your Airtable client hub. So everything that they ever touch gets centralized into Airtable. So that's how that works. Awesome. Cool. Anything else? Great. All right. Our third system is the client results tracking system. This is my favorite thing. So before your client results tracking in Airtable, you don't even know what the clear result is that you're tracking in your program. A lot of us say, like, feel confident in your business, but like, how do you know? What does that mean? And you're making up a lot of, you're making a lot of plans in your marketing, but you don't know that you're actually backing it up. You're waiting on clients to post random wins in your Slack channel and shower you with compliments instead of actually tracking if your clients are getting the results that you promise. So you're waiting on those, like, super fans, those, like, ideal, they're ideal clients that are like, let me tell you all of the amazing things about you. But you're missing out on a lot of those people that are just kind of silently getting results in the background. You can't back up your program promise with facts and receipts. How many of your clients get the results that you're promising? How fast do they get them? You just don't know because you're not tracking them. You get someone saying they don't like your program and you go into an imposter syndrome spiral because you don't have the neutral data to back up your work. And you have, I'm going to actually go back to this because this is important. A lot of the times we can get in our head about, like, do our clients like us? Like, are we doing, like, are things working? And if you don't actually have the data, it's really, like, it's really easy to get into those spirals. I get into the spirals all the time. And now I just, like, zoom out and I, like, refresh my client results. And I'm like, okay, here's the amount of people that have completed the program promise. Here's where we're going. All of that stuff is super huge. You can also add, like, really cool, like, you have ideas for features that you want to add to the program to make your client results even, like, stronger, but you have no idea how to make those happen. And this is big. You feel awkward every time a launch comes around because you don't have any new testimonials to add to your sales page. And you, like, reaching out to clients because you're about to launch feels a little sleazy. So you just, like, you aren't collecting as many, like, gold testimonials as you could. After you start tracking your client results in Airtable, you can look at the data whenever the hell you want and see exactly where your clients are at so you can make your curriculum better and better support them. You're clear that your program gets results. So even if someone tries to question your character, if they try to do a little subtweet in a thread, you've got walls and walls of receipts showing that your shit works. And your marketing is easier than ever because you simply have to show your receipts. These are the ways that my clients use their Airtable systems in their marketing. So this is Roma. She has, like, literal sales systems wins. She just posts, like, the tracking systems that her clients are sending. So, like, the amount of cash that they've collected, how are they celebrating themselves? This makes marketing super easy, and it just shows, like, your receipts. This one, Kirsten, does a little bit more branded thing. So she shows, like, Sarah made $35,000 in 3 months with high-ticket coaching. She's able to see on the back end of her Airtable every time that Sarah has submitted a saving or an email win. She has all of those, so then she's able to sum them up. She can also look at the data and say, on average, here's how much our clients are earning through email marketing. This stuff is huge. This is Alora. You can see she does so many things. She'll literally just take a screenshot of the back end of the data. She'll do forms. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can share your results inside of your marketing. Gina is a client results power user. She has two programs, Six Figure Saver and Seven Figure Wealth. And she is constantly showing how you can, like, how much her clients save each month, how much they're saving each week. She can also, because she's tracking so many incredible things, like, she knows how many students are artists. So she can separate and say artists are saving X amount of money per year. Coaches in the wellness industry are saving X amount per year. So I want you to start thinking about how much rich data you could start collecting about your client results if you're just, like, start collecting them and what you can do with that. So I love this. And this is huge for Gina too. She said, even though I wasn't an unorganized or a mess before, I can now go into any of my client records and see their whole profile snapshot, every question that they ask, link to a call date. So it's not always that you're just like super unorganized. It's that you could be so much better. Your data could be so much better. You could just be doing so much more and leveraging the work that you're already doing. This is Holly. She had a thread. She said 1.1 million. That's the amount of revenue that students collectively made inside my group coaching program in less than a year. Writing grants is not a saturated market. And I, of course, anytime my clients do it, I praise their results. And she said, I know these amazing results because of your program systems over stress. Sell at a click of a button and Airtable, thanks to you. Not to drag this very, very prolific, not her. There's a very big online coach in the industry that's been around for years. She just posted on Instagram that she just did this industry-shaking clients data collection process that took her team months to pull them together and collect the data and do case studies. And my clients were sending me this podcast that she thought, like, she's like, this is incredible. And they're like, we can look at this whenever we want because of your Airtable system. Like, what is she doing? Like, so there's just like, there's so much power in having these automated results tracking systems, and Airtable is the only real way to do this. We shared a lot of like financial wins, but there are ways to track. We'll get into this. You're able to track anything. If you have a program, if you have a program promise, if you have an offer, you need to be tracking things. If you are doing like confidence, wellness, like happiness, I don't care what it is, like stress relief, there are ways for you to track it. So I don't want you to think, don't discount this part because you're like, well, I don't track money. I don't track weight. I don't track things like that. We've got to help you track all of your client results. Like if you were selling something, you'd have to have receipts. You have to back it up. I really think that that's when the industry gets a lot of flack right now because people have been burned from programs. And I really don't think that all programs are like, they're not all out there trying to like be evil and take your money and do money grabs. They just aren't like accurately showcasing like the results that they're tracking. So this can really help you like stand up. Like it's going to be the new system standard for sure. Any questions about client results tracking system before we move into the next part?
I have one again.
Yeah, go ahead, Lizzie.
So I help clients also invest, and I have a secondary software where they're able to see the projection of their wealth, right? Like I like showing receipts too. So I like showing my clients like how they already have a six-figure wealth or seven-figure wealth and all of these. But I don't know how I will be able to track their net worth with the software in Airtable. Like how will that even like integrate, or would I just have like an Airtable form that says what is your net worth and that's how I will track it?
It depends on that. Like a specific tech, I'd have to know the software and everything. But what's cool about Airtable is because Airtable is collecting all of that data for you. So let's say they are submitting their net worth every month, or let's say, yeah, we'll say that. Airtable can reference and say, okay, and this is how when you creating, we teach in the program how to create a culture of submitting client results, because they don't, your clients don't care about like just doing it to make sure that you are fulfilling your program promise. They need some buy-in as well. And a really great way to make sure that students actually submit client results is to give them an automated report right after they submit the email. So, or submit the form. So you can say, hey, Ashley, thanks for submitting your net worth increase net worth increase of yada yada. Here's where you started, because Airtable is pulling it up. Here's where it started automatically. Here's what you just submitted, and here is the increase or decrease. So it's going to automatically send that out to them. So it's like helpful for them. So they want to submit because you're tracking and they're seeing, like you're kind of keeping them accountable and just like helping them track their progress and journey. So if you want to DM me about like that specific software, we can just see what it can do. But overall, that's how it works. And that's also how people, like you see people submitting all the time, is because people don't know how much money they made from email sales. But if they submit the form, they know that you've been tracking this entire time and they get automatically informed of that. So that's really, really helpful for people and like a huge incentive for wanting to fill out those forms.
Thank you.
Awesome. So to recap, those are the three systems. Once you just stop thinking scaling is stressful and I'm going to fuck this up and start thinking with the right systems, I am safe to grow. Those three systems, again, are a centralized client management system. So one base per offer that has everything about that offer and your clients inside of it. Automated onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign systems. And your client results tracking systems. Really, this is what I've worked on to have the business that I have. Those systems now help me do everything else. Focusing on these systems really solve every scalable problem in your group coaching program. Like I said, focusing on those systems is going to give you that confidence and it's going to increase your sales, save you time, and skyrocket your client results. All of this stuff is exactly what I have everybody set up in our program to make sure that they're ready for that influx so they understand their cash flow reporting, because we know every sale that's coming in, every sale that's projected, we can see all of those things, right? And you might be thinking, Ashley, what the fuck? This is a lot of stuff. Like, can I really set all of this up? And you truly can. But the thing is, and like I said in the beginning, when people get overwhelmed, they get overwhelmed because Airtable is truly like Legos. You can build anything with it, but you have to know what you're doing for it to look right. It's not a plug and play solution. And that's why you've gotten overwhelmed and confused in the past. Airtable has templates, but they do not have templates for group program founders. They don't have templates for coaches because they don't know about or care about our industry. They're focused on enterprise. They're focused on getting Netflix, Hulu, like marketing, all of those things. I've figured out how to use and master this tool for our little very specific, but very powerful and very profitable niche of online coaching and online programs. And so you totally can set all this up. You just need the right guidelines. Most people overcomplicate it, or they just basically build a glorified spreadsheet. They don't understand how it all fits together. And that's why it's so important to work with an expert instead of just starting from scratch inside of Airtable. This is Andrea. She went from spending literally 2 years trying to DIY her Airtable setup to setting it up in the right way in just 48 hours last week. She sent me this. She said, it took me 2 years to join this program because I was like, I'm just going to do it myself. She knew systems over stress existed. She knew I was around, but she's like, I could do it. Just kind of like looking at Ashley's reels and things. She said, I kind of created a system, but I didn't use it because there was so much missing. I was overwhelmed with what Airtable could do and how I should build it out. And all I had to show for it was a half-built system that I didn't use. Then I joined Systems Over Stress and I set it all up in 48 hours. Literally, it took her 48 hours to everything I tried to do in the last year because I had somebody answering my questions, telling me where to click, and it really expedited the process. This is the power of investing in a program that takes you from, oh my gosh, I'm so confused and overwhelmed, to like, oh, we got this done in 2 days. So she actually is using it for her one-on-one client experience. And she said it's getting a major up level because Systems Over Stress, the process of client call notes, tracking all of more of my client journey. My client hub looks so beautiful and organized. Goodbye, Google Sheets. See you never. This is like my heart is singing when people retire Google Sheets. So my images aren't working. That's fine. Systems Over Stress is my group program. We're getting into the pitch side now, and we're going to cover a lot of FAQs at the end. So if you have any questions, feel free to drop them in. But Systems Over Stress is my 12-month group program that helps you create a seamless client experience. We're going to help you automate the onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign those client profile systems, your client results tracking of your signature group offer or your one-on-one coaching program in just 30 days. These are all of our lessons. This is what it looks like on the inside. We've got welcome modules, support resources. It's really straightforward. We have your enrollments, your results, and removal and re-signs. You walk through those modules. Systems Over Stress helps you create all of the things that we just talked about, these one-click Airtable systems that are going to organize your enrollments. So whether you do applications, sales calls, whether you launch, whether you're evergreen, we're going to make sure that your onboarding process is as simple and strategic as possible. You're going to create an Airtable client hub that's going to house all of the important details about your clients in one click. So this is where you're going to set up your applications, your automated follow-up, sales call notes, conversion rates, centralized client profiles. We're going to set up all of that in just one module. Then we get into results. So like I said, all of your client results and engagement need to be organized in Airtable. We're going to show you how to track all of your client results in Airtable and how to tie those results back to the client so that you can see how your clients are actually doing in your offer. So we help you set up a results-focused onboarding form, a client results tracker that your clients actually want to fill out, and also a client results dashboard that you can use those results in your marketing. And then we've got the removals and resigns. So if you don't have that automated resign process set up, you're leaving money on the table. We're going to help you set up a set and forget offboarding process that you will reach out and remind your clients on your behalf to resign with you. And if they don't, your systems will honor your policies for you and automatically offboard them and remove access. So no more frantic, why did I lose course access emails ever again? So you'll set up those automated resign reminders, automatic offboarding if they don't resign, and you're going to track your resign conversion rates. And once you do all of those things, it took Andrea 2 days to set that up. This is a 12-month program. And the reason why it's 12 months is because there is so much you can add and finesse and customize and play with inside of Airtable. So once you set up those foundations, you get to be in our client results club, which is just like a treasure trove of resources to improve your client experience, improve your delivery, and get your students even better results. So like logging community engagement, making the most of your group Q&A calls, how to take Q&A call attendance, how to do Q&A call support ticketing systems, personalized feedback reviews. So if you have anybody send a document that you want to review, you can just in a click of a button in Airtable, add your coaching notes, send them a Loom video, click send email, and it's going to send right to them. How to create a branded support ticketing system, how to organize your one-on-one client calls, anything that you can do inside of Airtable. We want to help you be able to do that. Blessing Richardson said, does this hub replace things like a Dubsado proposal contract payment flow, or does it integrate with tools? In other words, do client interact directly with Airtable forms and dashboards, or will my existing tech stack be plugged into Airtable? This is a great question. And this is where one of the first things we have you do in our onboarding is submit your tech stack for review. We give you a very detailed, we have like a green, yellow, and red light system, rating system for actual software, because we want to make sure that you're using the best tools for the job. Like I said, there's no all-in-one software that does everything, Airtable included, but Airtable is going to be the hub that houses everything together. So specifically with Dubsado, if that's what you're using, Blessing, all Dubsado should be used for is a contract and an invoice. So it should only sign a contract and take a payment. Their forms, their proposals are really like not great. Like in terms of automation, in terms of like getting that data out, what happens is that you have these silos of data about your clients and like in their little client profiles in Dubsado, and you can't zoom out and look at anything. Ashley says, that's it. She's right. And so what we recommend is like your contact form, your like all of your forms get built out in Airtable. And then how we do it, we've used Dubsado in the past. We say send proposal from Airtable, and Airtable and Dubsado, like there'll be an automation that will create and send the proposal triggered from Airtable into Dubsado. So like that's a little nuanced, but for sure you still need a contract and invoice system, but we want to pull as much of Dubsado away from Dubsado as we can, because you're going to feel like it as you grow, it's really hard to look at any trends and data or anything like that. Yeah. Karen says HoneyBook is the same. Yeah. So, and same with one-on-one calls, Lucy, you can use Dubsado, Acuity, Calendly, but we want to get those calls over into Airtable so you can keep your, like take your client notes and all of those things inside of Airtable. I mentioned in the beginning in my intro that I would forget to send follow-up emails after calls, and it was like losing me money and making me feel very bad about myself. Now in Airtable, all of my calls are there, and I'm literally taking my client call notes or sales call notes right from Airtable, and I can click send call, like send call replay notes, and it's going to send right from Airtable without me having to go into Gmail. So we walk you through how to set up those types of things, but it just like helps you eliminate any of those like those time sucks or things that like make you like forget things slip through the cracks. Katie said, when you were talking about testimonials, it sounded like you said there was a way to automate email testimonial collection input. Did I understand that, or is that true? Different way. There's so many different ways to collect testimonials, Katie. We can let me tackle that at the end, because I want to hear more about what you want to do. But there's you can track testimonials like through yeah, there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. You can tag things. We can automatically track them. There's lots of ways. So getting into the support resources of Systems Over Stress. So if this is all exciting to you, this is like, this chat is becoming almost like our support ticketing resource. So I'll walk you guys through what that looks like too. But if you are new to Airtable, it's not a problem at all because Systems Over Stress is built with beginners and experts in mind. We have trainings that provide the foundation knowledge so you can feel comfortable navigating the platform and setting up the systems yourself. So Airtable 101 trainings like, if I already use Airtable, do I need to start over? A very detailed Airtable glossary and important terminology for how it relates to coaching programs and how it relates to just coaching businesses in general. How many plans, what plan should you be on? How many accounts should you have? We cover all of those like super specific things. And then also we've got a lot of automations 101. So how to think in automations, when to use Airtable automations versus when to use Zapier, what to do when you've reached your automation limit, how to troubleshoot automations without freaking out, troubleshooting Zapier automation specifically, troubleshooting Airtable automation specifically. There's a lot of very specific trainings. This is the only systems program that you need. You do not need another systems program. We've got you. We've got you. We've got you. This is Dama. She's been in the chat, but she is a systems automation expert. And she said, even if you consider yourself well-versed in Airtable, Ashley and her systems brain will blow you away. I'm quite the tech junkie and already had a full-on love relationship with Airtable and used it extensively in my business, but I was so intrigued by Ashley's approach and what SOS promised that I joined anyways. It was relatively easy for me to implement SOS, but it cracked open the data and numbers in my business in a way I couldn't have imagined. I learned a ton. Literally everything in my business is now a data-driven decision that requires 0% number crunching. My Airtable hubs are hands down one of the most valuable assets in my business now. Even if you consider yourself well-versed in Airtable, Ashley and our systems brain will blow you away. So if you are totally brand new or if you consider yourself an expert, Systems Over Stress is a great place for you to be. We have simple and accessible curriculum. So I'm neurodivergent. Try to make it as neurodivergent friendly as possible. So all of our curriculum has short video transcripts, captions, speed control, everything you need, nothing you don't. The core curriculum is around 7 hours of videos with each video averaging around 7 minutes. How do I know that, you ask? Because we track our lessons and manage them inside of Airtable, which we show you how to do. Just understanding how many lessons you have in your program, how long they are, like all of those things, we wanna put everything in Airtable. So this is what the inside of it is. It's in the platform, ThriveParts Learn platform. And we literally have like the screenshot of exactly what the automation should look like, the details of what it should look like on the left side. Like we get really, really detailed for you. So you don't have to just like pause a video. We have the video as well, but you can literally go through and see it. So you can set this up. We also have a 30-day MVP course completion calendar. So we promise you that you can set all this stuff up in 30 days. So of course we've got a calendar for you to do that. We have kind of an accelerated completion path that gives you like the must completes to consider your systems live. So we walk you through how to set this up. And if you are brand new to Airtable, we have a non-Airtable version way to do it too. But we also show you like how you can kind of use Airtable's calendar function to almost like project plan. We also have, which this is the coolest thing, we also walk you through how to set this up in your program. If you don't have one of these, this is going to help your clients so, so much. We have a support ticketing system. So if you ever get stuck, my team is on standby ready to help. Airtable does not have a support chat. And if you are stumped on something for more than 10 minutes, you can submit a support ticket to us and we will provide a detailed response to you and help you troubleshoot it. So you can ask us anything. We want to make sure you're asked, like, we want to hear your tech stack. We want to know what your program promise is. So we can make sure teach you how to track it. If you are stuck on an automation that you just can't figure out, it's unlimited support. You can ask us anything throughout the entire 12 months and really make sure that you are supported. So this is a support ticketing system. You can just bookmark it, ask any question. And once it's ready and answered live in the support ticketing, you get an email and you get to cruise through that. Like I said, you get advice on your program promise, new feature ideas, and more. So in addition to technical support with Airtable, we also here to help you with system strategy. So you can use our support ticketing system to get extra set of eyes on anything you have about your program, program promise, review forms that you want to roll out to your students, thoughts about if you should like which feature you want to launch, anything like that. We are here for you. Tech stack consulting as well. We want to make sure that your tech stack is as automation friendly as possible. We're not always going to tell you that you have to totally get rid of everything. We're going to let you know the automation limitations of some of your current tech stack, because everything is possible to get into Airtable. It just depends on if your tech is friendly enough to automate in. So we want to make sure that you're making informed decisions about the automation limitations of your current tech stack and give you recommendations on what tech to migrate to if you're open to it. Just want to make sure that you feel that you have the best and most affordable, like, streamlined tech stack possible for you. We also have live trainings with guest experts and quarterly tech check systems retreats, because check your onboarding systems is always the last thing on our to-do list, but we like to make it fun. So in our tech check systems run through retreats, a team member or you will have a dedicated time to test your processes as if you're a student going through it live. We have a testing checklist of what to look out for and make sure that all of your systems are accurate and up to date. And then, of course, we bring in the best in our industry to share expertise on topics that help you enhance your group program, enhance your offers, and get your clients more results. We had one that was all with Vix Meldrew about simplifying your curriculum, which was really fun. And so we had Gina come in talking about, like, saving money and investing. Like, there's, like, we do fun bonus guest experts trainings as well. Masterclass exclusive bonus, y'all. This is just for y'all and whoever I signed up. So this is fun. We are giving you a custom client result strategy and onboarding audit that is, like, a higher touch than just our standard support ticketing system. So if you join Systems Over Stress by Thursday, we are going to make sure I'm going to, like, personally look through your sales page and everything, because with the right questions in your onboarding form, your testimonials are going to write themselves and your audience wants to see results with amazing before and afters. Good testimonials have a clear transformation, but oftentimes we aren't asking our students the right questions to get a clear picture of their starting point in the program. And a lot of us, no shame, we don't actually know what our program is promising. There's too many things that we're promising. We don't have a really clear, answer of what we are, what we're promising our clients. So based on your current program promise, based on your current sales page, we're going to tell you exactly what metrics you should be tracking from your clients, even if you think your promise is unmeasurable. And we're also going to audit your current onboarding form and tell you the exact questions to add and what you can cut, so you have a clear picture of your student starting points. A lot of us are asking, like, what's your Instagram and your mailing address? And then we never mail them anything ever. So, like, we'll look at your onboarding form and just tell you how to streamline it and make it way more efficient and way more give you just, like, more meat and ways to track your clients. Yes, Caitlin says, as an ops manager, I need this in my client's Airtable. Absolutely. So we'll give you all of this, like, client results clarity, onboarding form audit, and you and your team are going to be able to take this custom plan and easily update your onboarding form so it's ready for your next round of clients to fill out. It'll be in Airtable. We'll walk you through how to set it up in Airtable, and you can use that to showcase real client results and make your marketing super easy. So that is just for y'all, this onboarding form audit, client results clarity. I think we're going to also add, my team doesn't know this yet. I'm adding, like, a day of Voxer support with this as well. So, like, we'll be able to talk it through together and make sure that you feel really, like, good and excited and clear on, like, what you're tracking and what you should be asking, because that really sets up Airtable. You can build anything inside of Airtable. So we want to make sure that we're building the right systems foundation, and we need to make sure, like, what your promise is, what you're tracking, all of those things. We have a really strong foundation so you can, basically have a roadmap. Barbara said, why don't you use Dubsado, or can I swing it with Jotform? I would recommend using Airtable Forms or a form builder called Fillout, but we have all these details in our tech stack review. Jotform is fine, good. Jotform is better than Dubsado Forms for sure. So if you've ever thought, I don't really know what results I would track, then you really, really need this. Because if you're selling something and you don't know what results you're tracking, let's talk. So this bonus is only available to those who join SOS by Thursday, the 25th at midnight Pacific. Yeah, Ashley says fill out is great. This is Megan. She said, Ashley helped me go from, but I want to help everyone, to having a crystal clear program promise that has made my life and business so much easier. From the messaging and marketing of my program to selling my program to the creation and delivery of my program, everything is 100 times easier now that I have such clarity. My dream clients hear my program promise and are instantly know it's for them. Plus, the ability to track it all on Airtable is unreal. Thank you, Ashley, for your incredible brain, thoughtful questions, and genuine care in helping me figure this out. I know without a doubt our conversation changed the trajectory of my entire business. Thank you. So this was before Megan even like started building out her Airtable systems. We were just talking about what she would even track in her Airtable systems. And so just like getting that type of clarity alone is also something that we do. We're not just a very clear cut, dry systems program. We also want to make sure that we are bringing in that strategy and that client result strategy as well. There's also a painful bonus, which is wild. I'm going to drop the sales page in here. Systems over stress is stress.co/ipsos. It's $2,500 for the year, and there is a payment plan option, but we do have a painful bonus because I like painful. I think a lot of us like painful. and we don't do a price increase. Like we don't charge interest on our painful. It's either five payments of $500 per month or $2,500 painful. But if you do a painful bonus, we have the bonus, which is a free month in our system speed dial retainer. So our system speed dial retainer is typically a 3-month commitment, but you get a free month and that's $1,500 of value. And we will set up your systems for you. So if you're looking at this and you're like, I have a launch coming up, I don't have the time to implement this, or my team like won't have the time to implement this, or like I just want Ashley's expert opinions like building it for us, we will set up your systems for you if you pay in full. So that first month you're gonna get, if you pay in full, enrolled into our system speed dial retainer, and you get a systems priority plan recommendation where we're gonna look at your current systems and tell you what we should build first, because maybe you have re-signs coming up and you don't have onboarding happening in a while. So we're going to say, all right, like let's set up your client profiles and let's get that re-sign set up right now. So we'll be able to really make sure that we're setting up the right systems for you and with whatever you've got going on. You get 3 75-minute calls where we will be building, updating, or enhancing your current systems. Either the CEO or an ops manager just needs to be there just so we have like some back and forth and we can kind of be building the system with you. And then you're going to have a dedicated client portal where all of your past call replays, notes, and a detailed list of everything we've created for you lives. So this is like, if you pay in full for systems over stress, you get all of this as wealth in addition, which is very wild. But we really love this retainer offer. And it is such an incredible compliment to the group program, because the calls can really help you and your team when you get too stuck or too busy to implement. These calls can really help you customize and take your builds to the next level. And we can build anything that we just talked about in this training. So client results tracking, onboarding, if you've got a launch coming up, we can help you make sure that everything's set up for the launch, your offer delivery, automated onboarding, offboarding resigns, like we've got all of it. So if you pay in full, if you have that capacity, this is a great bonus. I've never done one that has high touch as this. And you are also eligible for the pay in full bonus if you use Klarna or Afterpay. We have that available on the site. That's like you sort out like your payment plans with Klarna and Afterpay, but we still get the pay in full. If anybody, I think a lot of us have had questions about, is Klarna or Afterpay worth it as a coach? Like, should I add it to my sales pages? We found that it's been a really helpful way for our students to still get our pay in full bonus, but have a little bit of leeway. And I think with Klarna or Afterpay, depending on what you're qualified for, you can have a much longer payment plan than we would be able to like logistically provide for you. So if you're interested in this and you still might need a payment plan option, you can definitely look at those on the site as well. So that's it, y'all. I would absolutely love to have you on Systems Over Stress. Obviously, I would love to hear from you in the chat. There's a couple Q&As. Like general FAQs that I'm going to get through, and then I'll go through what's in the chat. And then I'm also going to cover some of the pre-submitted ones that y'all had. So we'll probably be on for about like maybe 30 more minutes. But if you have any questions, feel free to drop those in the chat. First up, general FAQs. Will my existing tech stack work with Airtable? So most software group programs courses use is Zapier compatible. And if it's Zapier compatible, we can use it with Airtable. So we have that tech stack review that we have you go through in the program, because we want to make sure you're on the most scalable software possible. And if you aren't, like I said, we just want to make sure you know the limitations. So compatible course platforms, Kajabi, Thinkific, Teachable, LearnWorld, MemberVault, email platforms that work, ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign, MailerLite, community groups, Circle, Slack, Mighty Network, Facebook, which has some limited automation functions, but a lot of the tech stack that you're already using you don't have to like totally start over. We're going to be able to integrate Airtable into what you already have. I have had my program for years and have a bunch of historical data. Am I too far in? We really recommend that you start fresh with the new bases inside of the program and then migrate your past data from past hubs into your new ones, simply because they're probably not set up as efficiently as they could have. And also, there's probably a lot of stuff that is just like you're not using anymore, old fields. And it's kind of that we're approaching spring. Or I guess we're in spring, getting into that spring cleaning, starting fresh. So we do recommend, you are definitely not too far in, but we do have a strategy if you have already been using Airtable or if you've already been using spreadsheets, how to move those all into our new cleaner Airtable bases. I haven't launched my group program yet. Am I too beginner for this? So not at all. Joining Systems Over Stress helps you start strong with that solid systems foundation. If you're launching in the next 30, 60, 90 days, please, please join, because you want to make sure that your foundations are set for like hopefully the inevitable success of your launch. Can my VA, OBM, admin team join on my behalf? Absolutely. So you're just going to have one login to the course platform, but individual logins to our community group in Circle. Team members can submit questions to our calls. They can also submit questions to our support ticketing system. But just a note that team members can only implement the templates for the program for one business. So if you're an OBM, each of your clients needs to own Systems Over Stress for you to set that up in their businesses. All right. Those are those questions. I see that there's some stuff in the chat. So let me pull up this. Barbara says, would this match with ClickUp? So let me know exactly what you mean by that. But how ClickUp works and how, if you have ClickUp or Asana, you don't want to manage any of your client profiles in ClickUp. But what you can do, it should only really be used for task management. And Ashley in the chat is a ClickUp consultant. And I believe you agree with me, Ashley. Like, we can say if a team member joins, and if a new student joins, and let's say you send welcome boxes, you can have an automation that says new student has joined, add a ClickUp task to send a welcome box, like any automated like tasks that like trickle down from clients. Then we can set up task and project management like automations like that. But that's really all it's going to be used for. So they can work together, but you would, client management, client profiles, data, all of that stays in Airtable. Tasks and projects live inside of ClickUp. We use ClickUp for our tasks and projects. We also use it for our meeting notes, because in our meeting notes, you can like easily with ClickUp, like turn a thing into a task. So that's how we use that. So that's how those are kind of separated. Let's see. Simon said, I know your target audience is coaches, but does it make sense to sign up when I'm not a coach? I do sell real estate. Simon, I've helped a lot of real estate agents. It depends on if you can. So how do I say this? You have clients, like you have clients and you have leads, and those leads then become like, and you, of course, you're probably tracking outreach. There's a lot of things that you can track. So you are welcome to join Systems Over Stress and know that it's like geared towards coaches in mind, but just like switch out the word coach to like client or real estate client or anything like that. But there's lots of different ways, and you can use our support ticketing system to say, hey, I know that you have like, this is your onboarding, like for coaches, I'm trying to tweak it a little bit for my real estate stuff, but absolutely, you would definitely, I would imagine too with real estate, like we'd want to be tracking like the houses that you have. Airtable also has like gallery feature with attachment fields, which means you can have images. I'm assuming that like your work is very image heavy. So there's a lot of different ways that you can be using Airtable in your real estate business. And we can help you with that within the scope of the program. Victoria said, so are we setting up one base or is this like a multiple base setup? That's a great question. Victoria, we have you set up. So we want to walk you through, we recommend going through this process for one of your offers first. So whatever your offer is that either is like launching or has the most, like whatever one feels the most urgent, we can help you pick that. You want to set up the features for that. And then you get to duplicate that base for multiple offers. So you really just have one base per offer. And so you're going to be setting up multiple bases as you go. There's also in the bonus section, like we have, what's it called? Like launch hubs. Like there's other bonus hubs too. Yep, exactly. One offer, one base. Great. Lucy said from Zillow to keys in 30 days can be tracked in Airtable. Just an idea. Love that. Yeah, because we want to know too, when somebody becomes a client, Simon, it's like by the time they become a client and by the time they get a house, like what is the time? Like what's the average? Like we would be able to really, really easily track that stuff in Airtable. So that's ways that you can kind of transfer it to.
Fantastic.
Any other questions? Feel free to drop them in. I'm going to answer some pre-submitted ones. Iris asked a lot of questions. So Iris, if you're not here, you're about to go. Like wait, let me go back to Simon. Why many bases and not one? As I heard, it's not possible to link between bases. Simon, so it is possible to link between bases. It's called you can sync tables into different bases. I would say for you, it might depend. I think that you would just have one. You would have one base. You would have one base because like, so in the coaching industry, you have like an online course. Like if I had a course about ClickUp and a course about Airtable, those would be two different onboarding processes, two different many things. So they're two different bases because that data doesn't need to talk to each other. For you and your clients, you would probably just have one major client base because all of that data kind of needs to talk and sync to each other. However, you can link between different bases. But does that make sense? You can unmute too if you'd like. Lucy said, "I already paid in full." Yay! I don't have my sales notifications on yet. Awesome. Let me get to some of these pre-submitted questions. So, do you recommend using Airtable as your whole CRM or Airtable and ConvertKit? This is like fun nuances that might be relevant. We've been talking a lot about Dubsado. ConvertKit is an email marketing system, so you still need an email marketing system, and Airtable is going to be your CRM. So, how those two work together? CRM is client relationship management. I plan all of my emails inside of Airtable. So you can plan like your content inside of Airtable. We track our metrics for marketing inside of Airtable. There's a lot of like the data side of your email marketing goes into Airtable, but the actual sending, that's going to still be through ConvertKit, MailerLite, ActiveCampaign, whatever you already use. We already answered that. Let's see. This is something that I wanted to address because it's a question that I like, but I want to have a reframe or redirect. So Suze asked, "I'm looking for no or low cost ways to connect systems. So I'm interested in learning techniques that don't require Zaps, paid Airtable, et cetera. I'd love more into various integrations and other features of Airtable that I'm underutilizing." So this is a great question. And it's a question that I get a lot. And I want us to think about Airtable as being our first hire. So we very much want to, and in the program, of course, I don't want you spending any more on software than you need, but there might be a point where you start having to like pay for software because we are online businesses and we need to like leverage the tech. And I want us to start thinking of Airtable, my friend Karanda says this, as like you're hiring, you're not buying a software, you're hiring a software. And to have Zapier, that is, there are free plans, but to pay $20 a month for a team member that automates like hours off of your plate, or to pay $20 a month for Airtable that gives you like so many automation opportunities, that is worth it. So if your business is, if you're truly in a spot where like you have made zero money yet, there's absolutely ways that you can do Airtable for free. Airtable has a free plan that still has automations, it still has interfaces, so you can absolutely use those things. But once you start to get clients and once you start to bring in income, really, these are some of the best places to spend your money. So we absolutely teach you how to make the most of the free plans. But just like looking at those expenses as like you're hiring team members can help you kind of reframe that. Jazz says, "Can I use Airtable for task management instead of ClickUp, or would it be too messy?" Totally depends on you. Project management and task management is so, the best project management system is the one that you actually use. And for some people, ClickUp is way too, like, it's way too robust for like a team of one. When I was just a small team, I used Airtable. There are a lot of, if you Google Airtable task project management templates, there's a lot of free ones. We don't have one personally inside of the program just because it's not what we teach, but there's like so many different options. If you don't like ClickUp, if you do like ClickUp, stay there. But if you like the idea of having a, like a little bit more simplified task management system, you can definitely find those templates. And also in our support ticketing system, you can say like, "Hey, can you just like show me what yours looked like in the past?" And we'd be happy to show you that as well. Let's see. Victoria said, "Can you go over the pay in full bonus again, like the retainer?" Yep. So if you pay in full,
you're going to get automatic access to our to 1 month inside of our system speed dial retainer. And so what that is in like baseline, it's 3 75-minute calls where we are going to set up your systems for you. So tailored to based on what we think is like the most important like things for you to work on. So there's a couple different ways that you can use the retainer because everybody's coming in at different zones. You might already have Airtable and you might, your hubs might be really messy. So we might need to spend one call, like giving you like the best strategies for migration. And like said, and like literally migrating those things for you. You might be ready to cruise through systems over stress. And you're like, I can set up this stuff by myself, but there might be a spot that I get stuck and you can redeem those calls for like that places where you get stuck and want that more like hands-on hand holding. So really, Victoria, that's what it is at its core. It's 3 75-minute calls that we will set things up for you. We also have access. We get access to your Zapier account, your Airtable account, and all those things. So then when you have support ticketing questions inside of the program, because for our retainer clients, a lot of our retainer clients are also in systems over stress for like extra support there. We have your login details so we can like go in and be like, oh, here's what you're asking. Like we fixed this thing that was broken for you. So we have that access for you as well. So you just like, you have access to the retainer for a month and then you're invited to like extend the time in the retainer if you'd like. Does that answer your question? Let's see what other piece. Let's see. So, and this kind of goes into it. Saba asked, I honestly know I need these systems in place, but truly don't have the capacity for another group coaching program. That is very real. How can I still benefit from this? I don't wish to eliminate ClickUp or HoneyBook, but would love to be able to use them in addition to. So we love this. If you don't have the capacity, if you know you need these systems, one, like don't try to DIY it. Don't try to outsource it to your OBM that doesn't have systems over stress, because a lot of the times I love OBMs. They're fantastic. And also, if they don't, like, we've got to have a strong systems foundation. A lot of the times we have to come in and kind of clean up, like, it was like right idea, but like slightly off. And so if you don't have the time or the capacity for a group coaching program, I would recommend paying in full, joining the retainer and making sure that we can just like set up the things that you really need. If you don't have capacity, that's typically a systems issue anyways, said with love. Like we can help like identify like, why don't you have capacity? Is it because you're manually sending things? Like what are the things that are taking up the time? And typically systems can support you in that. So if you know you need this, but you don't have the time to go through a program, one, you have the 12 months so you can cruise through it at your own pace, but then you can also hire us on to truly set it up for you. We talked about Dubsado. I love this question. Iris also asked, it makes me nervous to send automatic emails to clients that feel impersonal. I don't like receiving emails that are signed team XYZ. How do you add a personal touch to automated emails, or should I just get over this? This is something when people are looking into automation, which Airtable helps you do so much automated engagement tracking, all of these things. People are really nervous about starting to feel impersonal. How I look at this is it's not that you need to get over it, but it's nice to reframe. Like one, I find that I value like speed over a truly personally crafted email. I would rather get an email that is signed team XYZ. It's like, hey, we got your email. Like we're going to respond to it. Or like, here's your support ticketing answer. I would rather get that answer quicker then have to wait for a team member to like lovingly like light a candle and like write me the email and send it to me. So I think that there's a middle ground here. I would make what the thought I would practice is like my clients value speed over like personal, like deep personalization. But with Airtable, there's so many ways that you can make automated emails feel personal. One, you get to control what the tone of email is. So you're still, it's not like it's coming from an AI robot. You're writing an email that is what you would have said if you were like typing it out manually. There's also ways with Airtable that we can add in little sections for like dynamic pieces of content. So for example, in my sales call emails, after a sales call, it says, hi, insert first name automatically. And then I have a section that is like, insert two personal lines of like personality here. And it's like, it was so great talking to you about your like financial wellness. Like, can't wait to automate your table, like do something that's like very particular to that client. And then it goes into the standard, like the standard sales proposal things that we typically do. So there's so many different ways to add in and infuse personality and customization without having to start from scratch every single time. Yeah. So like she said, do you ever customize the emails? Exactly. So if you can add in 1 to 2 personal sentences wherever you want when you set up these automations, and it makes it really nice. Love this question too. How much should a CEO understand of their Airtable build? Is it enough to be able to update them, or should you understand the basics of how Airtable bases are built, et cetera? So if you're a CEO and you are just going to totally delegate this to a team member, that is fantastic. You pretty much just need to understand like what we talked about on this webinar, which is what is possible. You just need to know like, hey, I want, if they haven't submitted a support ticket in 2 months, I want to send them an email, and I want this to be what the email says. Like, you just need to know what's possible. So like somebody else can figure out like the build and the intricacies on the back end. So it really depends. A lot of CEOs love to be on the calls and build it and like understand how it works, because sometimes they have like team trauma where a team member totally like left and they're like, I don't know how any of my systems works. Now I really want to know how everything works. So you can, whether you're like that or whether you just want to understand enough to know what to ask your team member to delegate, then either of those things are totally fine. Let's see. This person asked, interested to see how you help clients get better results in something that isn't a business service. We run a fitness coaching company. How would we use Airtable to get our clients more results? So if you're doing fitness, we have a pickleball instructor, Iconic. He helps people like improve their pickleball game. And there's like a scoring system that pickleball uses. So he's able to use Airtable to track like the pickleball metrics. If you have a fitness coaching company, you can do things like weight loss, miles ran, speed. Like, there's so many different things. It really depends on like what is the promise that you're promising people, and then how can we use Airtable to track that promise in that client. Exactly like Luzi said, like, oh, like Zillow to keys in x amount of days. There's so many different ways that you can creatively use Airtable to track your client results. Let's see, I think that, love it. Cool. If there's anything else, I'm happy to stay on. If you have any questions of the program, if you have any questions about tracking client results, your onboarding systems, client profiles, anything you want to see, let me know. I'll stay on for 2 minutes. If I don't hear anyone, then we'll hop off. So your masterclass bonus expires on a Thursday. You're going to get emails. You're going to get a replay, all that stuff. So we'd absolutely love to see you in the program and get that started. And yeah, I'm so excited. Thank y'all for being here. It was fun to see everybody's faces.
I have a question, actually. I've just been making breakfast and doing things while listening, so I finally sat down here. So I am actually launching a course like today. I had an information session for it in like 90 minutes. And I have most of my like forms and like Google forms and stuff. It's something where it's people will have like perpetual access for the lifetime of the course. So it's not like really a re-sign situation. And also I'm going to have like live Q&As, and this actually made me think, I was like, oh, should I have like a Slack community? I mean, I might just like play with it, you know, cause it's the live Q&As don't start till July anyway. So I have time, but I realized I'm like, oh, I sent an email for them, you know, to like give them a video, but I didn't really have an onboarding form. And I'm just like thinking about this stuff, but at the same time, I kind of built this course as something that I was doing as workshops and I wanted as a course, and I kind of wanted to be done with it after a couple of years. So part of me is wondering, like, is the retainer thing better for me to just kind of get things like set up, as opposed to like spending 12 months on something that I may not even be using the system for? Or is there just like another alternative solution for me? Because I don't know, like, it could be 20 people that sign up, it could be like 500. Like, I mean, I really don't know what the outcome will be. So yeah.
So great question. I still think that the group program would be right for you, because even if you don't, like, if you're done with it in a couple months or what, like, you have 12 months of access, just like as new things and ideas pop out, you might have a new offer come up. So like, there's like so many other opportunities and like reasons to have it. So we technically, you could set everything up. Like, we definitely put you an onboarding form. we can talk about if you want to have Slack or not. Depends on if you want to like kind of be a set it and forget it. Typically, sometimes people use Slack channels to overcompensate for their lack of actually tracking people's client results or having things like automated support ticketing system. So using these Airtable systems can actually eliminate a community that you have to pay attention to a lot. And then log into my support ticketing, answer the questions and move on. Like we didn't have a community for a long time because it's like we made our systems clean enough that like people were able to get the result without having that Slack channel. So does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. I hadn't even thought about that because when you said that, I'm like, yeah, that'd be nice. Because I was just like, I feel like it'll be engaging as a community, but I'm like, do I want to do that? You know? And yeah, it's true. Other things will come up. So that's definitely really helpful. Okay, cool. Sure. I think that's all I have I'm in Gina's program. That's why I'm in her Slack and that's probably how I heard about you. Again, I see how tight it is and I love it. I'm just like, wow, this is so like nice to feel so held. And that's why I came here in the first place. So, cause I was like, oh, I think this is who she used to be. And then I saw her in your testimonial. So, I was not paid to say this, everyone. I'm just genuinely being like, I love it. Like, it's just so, I use Notion for like some CRM stuff, but I'm not that great at it, you know, like, and I use it for like notes and stuff like that. But I did appreciate how robust this was for her. So,
yeah. All right. And cool. I'd say so that happens a lot that people are noticing other people's programs and they're like, how did you do that? How did you do that thing? And particularly with the way that you're setting up your program, I think more relying on Airtable to hold the clients and to hold those onboarding forms and the support ticketing and whatever you decide to add, that's going to be a better focus of your time than adding a Slack channel.
Yeah, I think it might be, especially for something that I may want to eventually phase out after a couple of years. You know, it's like, yeah. And I'm going to have like monthly Q&A calls anyways. So it's like I am providing support. So, all right, cool.
And the last thing that I'll add, I'm not sure so with automated offboarding too, we also cover failed payments. So even if you're a lifetime access thing, if there's any like payment issues, like you still might pull up with an offboarding option as well. It also helps if you ever decide people change their mind on going from lifetime versus not lifetime versus 6 month versus 12 month. And just having a place where you know, like what you promised everybody in the first place, like who has unlimited time, who had just 12 months, like that type of stuff is really helpful to all be housed in one central spot too.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. All right, cool. Thank you.
Cool. Anyone else? Awesome. Cool. All right, well, I will hop off, y'all. You will all get access to this replay. If you have any questions, again, slide into my DMs. I'm at Systems Over Stress on Instagram. We'll be in your emails, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. Bye. If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.